Hello everyone and welcome to the third episode of Hack and Hired. It's been a while, so it's fair to say I'm very excited to be here with you today. And I'm sorry that it took me so long to bring out the third episode. To be honest, I was very busy with interviewing process, looking for a new job. So yeah, very excited to be here with you today. So what we're going to talk about is the kind of questions that you should be asking in your job interviews. And I think that's a very important topic because we often prepare for what the company will potentially ask to you. But we often forget that interviews are two-way streets, right? Recruiters will judge you based on the questions you have for them. And these questions often say a lot about you. So you need to do your homework when you apply for a company, because trust me, the people interviewing you will know straight away if you haven't done your homework, obviously. And they usually think that you haven't when you don't have any questions for them, right? I think it's just a normal and natural way of thinking. It's like, if I ask you, do you have any questions for me, and you don't, then it kind of makes me think that, okay, then we're not really that interested. And as I mentioned previously, I was really busy with the interviewing process, looking for a new job. And when I was doing interviews, I applied to so many different companies and I had no idea what half of them did. I'm not joking. I know it's bad, but it's like you want to give yourself a chance and you want to apply to so many in a day, to the point where you're just like, I don't have a clue what half of them do. And I often use the Easy Apply feature on LinkedIn, you know, that one where you upload your CV and you kind of just like look at the company, Easy Apply, they put your phone number, email address, and CV, and that's it, you're in their system. And if my resume was picked, then I would do my homework the day before or a few hours before. I feel really bad saying that, but that's true. And that was kind of a bad or actually a terrible strategy. And why is that? Well, I kind of knew what the company was doing, but I was never comfortable enough to the point where I had questions for them. You have to know that in any interviews, well, at least in any good interview process, they will save you some time for your questions, usually at the end. So when you don't have any, it looks like, one, you haven't done your homework, so you have no idea what to ask them, you don't even know what they do. Two, you don't care enough to ask, which is also very bad. Three, you want the interview to end quickly. Or four, you think you're not good enough to work for them since, you know, you have no concerns and you're willing to just do anything they ask you to do without making sure the company is actually the right fit for you. So make yourself look like you're worth it. And when I realized how negative I came across anytime they asked the question, you know, like, hey, do you have any questions for us? And I was like, honestly, no, I don't, but thank you for your time today. I was like, this has to stop because I'm really not feeling good about myself, to be honest. And I felt like I never really got what I wanted. I felt like I looked desperate and it was just them interviewing me, but I never felt like I was interviewing them. And so this is when my new job, like hunting journey began. And here is what I did. The first thing I did, and that got me more interview, was at the start, looking at the names of the recruiters at the top of the LinkedIn job descriptions. So yes, you know, you can see the name of the person in charge of recruiting for this particular role at the top of the LinkedIn job opening page. And instead of just clicking on Easy Apply, I would go on their LinkedIn profile of that particular person and find out if we have any common connections, find out what university they went to, events that they've recently been to, anything that could create conversation and make it more casual. And then I would private message them. In this message, I would mention the job opening, which I'm interested in, and explain why I would be a good fit, and briefly mention the past experience, which would apply to this job description. I would then offer the chance to connect and jump on the call to tell them more about me and to find out more about the role in the company. It's essential to constantly find relevant conversation topics, whether it's about the person who is going to interview you or about the company, right? And I started applying to companies that had an interest, that I really had an interest in. And I tried to write down at least two reasons why they interested me. I then looked at their social media activity because, you know, I'm applying for marketing roles. So I decided to screen the company's social media presence and activities and to write down anything positive and negative that I noticed and observed. And I found, for example, that some of them were more active than others or were more established on certain platforms than others. And these automatically became topics to discuss in the interviews. The other important thing that I studied was their website. I also wrote down some positive and negatives that I noticed. And now you don't want to mention all the negatives, right? It just doesn't look good to kind of want to join a job in a company and make it sound like they're doing it wrong. But it's good to point out things that you've noticed about the company during the interview, especially if no one asked for your opinion. You can actually just say it yourself, like, yeah, like, by the way, I noticed this, or... And if they ask, it's even better, right? But you don't have to wait for their permission to give your point of view. So if they ask you a question like, do you have any questions about the company, products, or business model, or anything, then you could easily say, yes, I've noticed that you use Wix as your web design tool. Why is that, right? Because it's actually not a great tool. So it's good that you kind of try it, figure it out. Well, I'm guessing they don't have a lot of budget. Here is why they're using Wix. And then, you know, just mention that obviously at school, during my school project, I use Wix and I think it has its limitations. And when you really want to grow your website and develop your website, we're probably going to have to switch to another web service. Or another question is like, do you have, oh yeah, I looked at your LinkedIn page and it looks like you guys are now doing in-person events again. I bet that's exciting. Do you have any more coming up? Who's usually traveling from the marketing team to those events? This will show that you looked at their activity feed and that you want to find out more about their marketing team in general, right? Another example would be for you to say, I noticed that your Instagram is mainly used for employee testimonials and diversity conversations, which I really like. But you don't have a Facebook page. Have you ever thought about creating one? And if so, why not? If not, why not? And there you go. That's like literally such like easy questions to ask. And that still show you've done your homework, right? And now this was more like marketing kind of centric questions. But you can apply this to any kind of obviously role that you're applying to. You just need to do a little bit of homework. But yeah, with one question, you've not only showed them that you've done your homework, but you show them that you're already thinking of ways to make their company better, which is ultimately why you should be brought on board, right? Your critical mind will be much appreciated and the interview will take another direction, trust me. So do your homework, find a topic of expertise which you feel comfortable talking about, for instance, social media in my case, or marketing. Do an in-depth analysis of their social media platform or anything in your specialty range, and lead with this conversation when comes your turn to ask questions. Because yes, this is very important. Remember that they need to feel like you're worth it. They need to know that, yeah, this person is really looking into our company and they really want our company to be the right fit for them. And that really makes you a valuable person and a valuable candidate. So do not look desperate. Show them that not only you're going to respond to their question and not only you're the right fit for them, but you have questions for them as well and you want to make their company better. So yeah, that's it for today's guys. So it was a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope I'm not going to wait as long for the next one, obviously. But thank you, guys, and see you soon. Bye-bye.